We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting for June 28, 2011 to order. First thing on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker?
So I would suggest under executive session that we strike job applicants' qualifications and land acquisition.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Entertain a motion to approve the amended agenda by striking out of executive session job applicants' qualifications and land acquisition. Have a motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. In our packets, we had the minutes from June 21st. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved as presented. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, we have two letters. Both were addressed to Councilwoman Deaver. First is Lewis Rehoboth Association of Churches strongly endorses the refunding of the REEDS program within the Sussex County Department of Libraries. It is our understanding that the position was defunded over 2 years ago, leaving a serious gap in the adult literacy program Sussex County. Our association is a primary sponsor of the Community Resource Center in Rehoboth Beach, an organization created to provide a variety of programs and resources to people in need. On several occasions, our volunteers have met with individuals who lack basic communication skills, making it extremely difficult for them to find gainful employment. In some cases, filling out a job application or writing a resume proved very challenging. Therefore, our association, representing 21 churches with thousands of congregants in the Lewis, Rehoboth, and Milton area, has voted unanimously to strongly urge the County Council to fund this needed and worthwhile position. Thank you for your consideration, signed by the Reverend Max Wolf, President, Lewis Rehoboth Association of Churches. The second letter addressed to Councilwoman Deaver is, thank you so much for participating in the 22nd Annual Best of the Beach Art Auction. With your help, we are a major step closer towards reaching the $5.1 million needed to build a second radiation therapy suite at the Tunnel Cancer Center. As you may already know, patients are scheduled well into the evening each day, and there exists no backup when the current radiation equipment needs maintenance, which delays patient care. We are grateful to each of the sponsors, artists, attendees, businesses, and individuals who donated auction items and generous and lucky auction bidders. The menu provided the Big Fish Grill, and the wine tasting provided by Southern Wine and Spirits was excellent. The dance floor was full until the last song was played by Love Seed Mama Jump. Our event volunteers spent hundreds of hours planning this fantastic affair, and we are grateful to each of them for their time and enthusiasm. We hope you will join us again next June for another fantastic BB Art Auction. Until then, thank you for your generosity. Signed by the committee chairs and the two co-chairs. Looks like Lucy Lenoff, Shelley Kennedy, and Keith Henry.
Any else from council? Anything else? Any correspondence? Okay, moving right along. Mr. Baker?
Yes, the first item is board appointments, and I'm not sure that I don't think we have any at this point in time. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Mrs. Deaver does.
Yeah. I'd like to reappoint I.G. Burton to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to reappoint Mr. I.G. Burton to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. There. Anybody else have any other appointments they want to make? Could you do board adjustment?
Yes, I will. I'm not ready yet. No, I haven't done it yet.
No, that's
done
fine. That's fine.
It'll be coming up shortly.
Anyone else have anything? Okay. Moving right along.
Okay.
Proposed amendment to rules of procedure.
It's recently that some questions have arisen regarding the county's rules of procedure, and we have a copy of the current rules of procedure or standards of conduct at county council meetings, and the assistant county attorney, Mr. Rutt, has reviewed our rules regarding additional business, and he's also reviewed various court decisions, and He has suggested some changes, and maybe I can turn it over to Mr. Moore to review the proposed changes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Baker. Mr. Rutt has prepared several changes, and B would be changed, amended, and his proposed language is each speaker shall confine his or her comments to matters appearing on the meeting agenda, which are clearly within the jurisdiction of council and are matters of legitimate county business. D is amended to read, public comment shall be addressed to the council as a body and not to a specific member of council. After a person is recognized and allowed to speak, they should not be interrupted except by the presiding officer, whose purpose is to enforce these policies. The presiding officer shall have discretion to stop a speaker from further comment if the speaker digresses from the restrictions as to the time or matters within the county business or jurisdiction, or if the speaker becomes so willfully and seriously disruptive as to prevent council from accomplishing its business in a reasonable manner. And then F would be new, and nothing in this rule shall be construed to prohibit council from seeking comments from persons with particular knowledge on a matter before them, and to prohibit public comment if additional business is not included on the agenda. The language was changed from, on B, there was a paragraph or a part of that that stated, shall not use the additional business portion of the agenda as a means to criticize one or more members of council or county employees or subcontractors for matters that related to personnel decisions or that are personal in nature. That will be stricken, and the new B that was on the sheet would be in its place. D has been amended, as I indicated, that stated that the presiding officer shall have discretion to stop a speaker from further comment if the speaker digresses from the restrictions as to time or matters within the county jurisdiction, or if the speaker becomes so willfully and seriously disruptive as to prevent council from accomplishing its business in a reasonable manner. Number F is new, which is nothing in this rule shall be construed to prohibit council from seeking comments from persons with particular knowledge on a matter before them, and to prohibit public comment if additional business is not included on the agenda. Each of these changes are based on current case law, have been reviewed for cases that are in our circuit, so that we're comfortable with these changes, with these amendments. We are comfortable with these changes.
You're saying the legal staff is comfortable?
Yes. Due to the fact we have reviewed these with current case law and actually taking them verbatim from current cases.
Okay. Anything else from council?
Go ahead.
Mr. Baker.
Yes. One item, one I would make note that it does, the change would require that comments be related to items that are on the meeting agenda, and I wasn't sure how the council felt about that, but that was a suggestion by Mr. Rutt.
I don't know if you want to limit it to the comments that are on that particular day's meeting agenda or not.
And
really,
it is written in such a way that that could easily be pulled out if the council so desired. The words that would need to be dropped for that on amended item B is appearing on the meeting agenda from this handout.
Well, if we need a motion for that, I would make a motion to do that.
Right. We have a motion and a second. Under the proposed changes, item B, we will strike
appearing on the meeting.
Matters appearing on the meeting agenda.
I believe that should be corrected to appearing on the meeting agenda only.
Okay. Appearing on the meeting agenda. Any questions on that?
Question.
Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Moore, does this in any way... Mr. Moore, does this in any way erode the chair's ability to conduct the meeting and the testimony based on the other provisions that we've included?
No, it does not. The restrictions are the jurisdiction. It has to be something that the county has jurisdiction over. There's a time limit restriction, and the only other restriction would be if the person was so disruptive and willful as to prevent the conduct of the business.
Great. Thank you.
Any questions on that? We'll vote on striking out of B on the proposed changes, the words appearing on the meeting agenda. We have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, and a second, Mr. Phillips. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Now then, we'll entertain a motion to adopt the proposed changes as they now appear.
So moved.
Have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Baker.
The next is the county council redistricting process, and Mr. Moore has been working on this, and he has prepared a summary of a proposed redistricting process for your consideration.
Okay, Mr. Moore.
We have been discussing the redistricting process, and with the receipt of U.S. Census data and the redistricting maps drafted by the State House of Representatives, the drafts, the Sussex County Council is now prepared to begin the redistricting for its five districts as mandated by law. The census data has been downloaded and new maps will be drawn in compliance with all federal and state mandates. The ideal councilmanic district is 39,429 per the 2010 U.S. Census data. The districts must be within 5% of that number. That is between 37,458 and 41,401 persons. It is the desire to involve the public to the greatest extent possible. To that end, a public comment period will be open beginning June 28, 2011, for a period of 3 weeks until July 19, 2011, if the council adopts this policy. During that period, I propose that residents can submit their plans and or suggestions to the following addresses. And we have an email address and the mail address. Only written requests will be accepted during this period. I will lead the redistricting plan as has been done in the past years. The county attorney has handled that. Once the plan is completed, it will be circulated to the media and posted on the county website. Then a public hearing will be held on a date to be determined in August or September, during which the public can comment either in writing or orally at that point. As indicated, we do have the data now, and I would anticipate that sometime in July having the maps drafted for so that we can start the process of then drafting an ordinance, which is fairly cumbersome because we have to draft it based on following the roads, the waterways, et cetera.
Okay.
And I believe this difference, I did look back on minutes from past plans, and I do believe this differs from the standpoint that we're allowing public comment beforehand and giving a place for the public to comment and send in their suggestions, like if there's a small neighborhood or enclave and they're desirous of having their group or their community to stay together in one councilmanic district. Those are the kinds of things that would be useful in putting together maps if people could email that.
Okay.
What kind of mechanism will be used for that? Is that something in letter, have to write a letter?
Or? They could write a letter. We do have an email address, plus we have the address for the clerk of Sussex County Council. It can be mailed as well.
Mm-hmm. They have access either online or by mail. Okay.
That is correct.
Great. Okay.
So you're asking that the public comment will be before there's a draft map?
No, the public comment is giving us suggestions as to what they would like to see. And then after the maps are drafted, there will then again be a public hearing.
Because nobody, we won't know who's in or out.
That's right.
Okay, good enough. All right.
So they'll have public comment before, right, while you're in the process of that, and then after the map is developed, also public comment, then a public hearing.
That's correct.
Okay.
Would we be looking at communities of concern without comments coming in?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyone care to make a motion to adopt this as our process for redistricting?
So moved.
Have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Mr. Baker, Administrator's report.
Yes. The first item is 2012 capital transportation program request. The county invites the public to offer suggestions for the upcoming 2012 capital transportation program request, which the county council will submit to DLDOT in early September, as we have in previous years. Residents and property owners with ideas for improving local roads, walkways, public transportation, and other related infrastructure and services can go to the county's website to submit their suggestions at www.sussexcountyde.gov and click the transportation ideas link on the right side of the main page. Submissions will be accepted now through July 29. The administration will review all suggestions and then compile a draft report for the county council's consideration in late August before submitting it to DLDOT in September. Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting. We are pleased to announce that for the 9th consecutive year, the Sussex County Council has received the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting, known as CAFR, from the Government Finance Officers Association. This CAFR award recognizes the extra effort and quality of the annual financial report for the year ended June 30, 2010. Applying for this award requires additional work to be done to provide statistical information and other information about the county that is not normally required in annual reports. We wish to especially thank Mrs. Susan Webb, the Finance Director, Mrs. Gina Jennings, Ms. Kathy Roth, Mr. Keith Moore, Ms. Louise Thompson, Mr. Jeff James, and everyone in the accounting and finance departments who helped in preparing this report. And some are here. Patty Fawcett is also here today from Utility Billing. And we certainly wish to thank them, because it is a lot of work to put that together and to get that
congratulations
award.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
The next item is generator bids. At the April 19th meeting, the County Council voted to reject bids for replacement of generators for the Department of Environmental Services. The sole bid received was $231,565. We are pleased to announce that by individually pricing these generators, and also there was some amendments to the specs, as was discussed at the council meeting in April, we have been able to reduce that cost to $153,890, a 33.5% or $77,000 savings. We wish to thank Mr. Rodney Marvel and the County Engineering Department for rebidding this work. Advisory Committee on Aging, a meeting of the Advisory Committee on Aging Adults with Physical Disabilities will be held Monday, July 18th at 10 a.m. at the West Complex, and attached is a copy of the agenda. Summer holidays. The Sussex County Council will not meet July 5th in honor of the July 4th holiday. The summer holiday for the County Council will also occur on July 12th. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the County Council will be on July 19, 2011. County offices also will be closed on July 4th for the Independence Day holiday. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. And I'd also like to reiterate to Rodney Marvel and Mike Izzo, who were involved, the rebidding those generators individually and taking some of those specs away about special paint, that kind of stuff. Saved a lot of money. It was a very, very good thing. That was it. Certainly Councilman Phillips and Mr. Wilson were very much supportive of that. It came out very well. And I guess with the council being off the 5th and the 12th, that doesn't mean the clerk of the council is off the 5th and 12th, does it?
No. The clerk will be working.
Just thought I'd check. Just want to make sure. Okay. Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. I have three new bank accounts for consideration and approval today.
These three new bank accounts are related to our new grant year for our CDBG housing block grants, CDBG 11, Home 11, and HPG, which is a housing preservation grant for year 11. We do this every year. We open new grant accounts for the new grant year. And these accounts are non-interest-bearing and will be open with Fulton Bank, where we keep our other related grant accounts. Any questions? If not, I have a resolution.
Any questions of Mrs. Webb? Please, ma'am.
Authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Fulton Bank, bearing the signatures of any two of Michael H. Vincent, President, Samuel R. Wilson, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile, provided one life signature is on check or withdrawal.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Godwin. Legislative update.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, members of council, I will speak to you today. The last